The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Nun Gimel. Gemara Avodizara Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis discusses the pasuk that says that when Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, they're commanded Vashireyim Tisrufun Be'esh. They're commanded to destroy, to burn the Asherahs, which are the trees that the Goyim worshipped in Eretz Yisrael, because the halacha is that Avodah Zarah is also Banah, and there is a mitzvah to destroy Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara has a kasha. Michti Yerushihi Lehem Mi'avisehem. The Gemara says that Eretz Yisrael was already promised to Avraham Avinu. That means that Eretz Yisrael is already in the possession, already belongs to Klal Yisrael at the time, even before they entered Eretz Yisrael. And halacha is that ein odom oyser davar she'ein shaloi. The rule is that a person does not have the ability to make something oser if it does not belong to him. So even though the halacha is that someone who bears down to Avodah Zarah, he makes a certain object into Avodah Zarah, that object becomes oser banah. Nevertheless, if the object does not belong to him, it will not become oser. Based on this rule, that a person cannot aser, cannot make something oser, if it does not belong to him. Therefore, says the Gemara, Eretz Yisrael already belongs to Klal Yisrael, so the trees in Eretz Yisrael also belong to Klal Yisrael. So, frek the Gemara, how is it, why should we say that because the Goyim worship the trees in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore when Bnei Yisrael enters Eretz Yisrael, they will be obligated to destroy it. How could the Goyim make these trees oser if we have a rule of Ein Adam Oyser Davar She'en Shaloi? So the Gemara answers that Midupolchu Yisrael La'egel. We find that in the Midbar, Bnei Yisrael were Oyved the Egel. So the Egel was Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, from that time, Galu Adaitayu, they revealed their intentions, the Nichul Bavaris Kechavim, that they don't have a problem with somebody worshipping Avodah Zarah, the Chiyosuay, the Kachovim, and now when the Goyim went, and they worshipped the Asherahs, the trees in Eretz Yisrael, Shlichuso Didhu Avdi. The Gemara's words are that the Goyim are considered the Shliach, they're considered the messenger of Bnei Yisrael, and therefore the Goyim have the ability to aser, to make these trees aser in Eretz Yisrael, because it's as if they are worshipping the trees on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So that's the Gemara. Now the question is, what exactly does this Gemara mean? The Gemara uses the word Shlichusa Didu Ha'avdi, which the simple translation and understanding of the Gemara is that the Goyim that worship Avodah Zarah are the Shliach. And we know the rule is Shluchai Shel Adam Kemoisei. The rule is, in general, that a person, regarding many different things, that if a person can't do it himself, a person has the option of appointing a Shliach to do it instead of him. And this rule, Shluchai Shel Adam Kemoisei, will mean that in Bnei Yisrael themselves bow down to Avodah Zarah, their tree would become Aser. So the Goyim, which are a Shliach of Bnei Yisrael, they will be able to answer it. Now, this Gemara is a very problematic. If we take the Gemara at face value, the Gemara seems to be saying that these Goyim, the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael, are considered the Shluchim, they're Shliach of Klal Yisrael to go bow down to the Avodah Zarah. Now, the rule is that the Parsha of Shlichos, the rules that are possible for a person to make someone else a Shliach, does not apply to a Goy. The rule is that a Yisrael does not have the option of making a Goy a Shliach to do something for him. There's no, Gemara says clearly, Ein Shlichos Lenochri. So, how do we understand this Gemara? If we take the Gemara at face value, the Gemara is saying that they are doing the Shlichos of an Yisrael. How could a Goy be a Shliach of a yid to do something? Furthermore, we have a problem that is a well-known Gemara, number of places. The Gemara says, "Ein shliach l'dvar avera." The Gemara says that if somebody makes somebody else, a shliach, a messenger, to do an aveira for him, the Gemara says it doesn't work. It's not possible to make a person a shliach to do an aveira. And over here, the bow down to Avodah Zarah is clearly an aveira. If it's an aveira, so we should say the rule should apply of ein shliach ledvar aveira. So the Machne Ephraim in Hilchos Shlichus Simin Yudalid says from this Gemara we see a fundamental halacha. Although we mentioned before that the halacha is ein shlichus lenochri, that it's not possible for a yid to make a goy shliach. However, there's a very big discussion in the Paiskim if one goy can make another goy shliach for whatever halacha, whenever it would be negeya for a goy to make a goy shliach. There's a big discussion in the Paiskim if from one guy to another guy there is a parasha of shlichus. And the Paiskim say that what's the source, what's the makar that we say that a person cannot make a goy shliach. So the Gemara says that the source of shlichus is learned out of a pasuk of Gam Atem. In the parasha of Truma it says that you should take off Truma, and it says Gam Atem also you. So the extra word of Gam teaches us that not only can you take off Truma, you could also make a shliach to take off Truma. And the Gemara over there makes a drosha. Ma Atem b'nei bris, just like you are b'nei bris, you are Jewish, the Klal Yisrael. Av shluchachem b'nei bris, the shliach also needs to be a yid. And that's how we see that a goy cannot be a shliach. However, some Paiskim say that from that drosha, all I see is that if the mishaleach, the person who is making the shliach, is a ben bris, then the shliach cannot be a ben bris. The shliach and the mishaleach have to be on the same page. However, if the shliach is a goy and the mishaleach is a goy, the person that made the mishaleach was a goy, so then possibly we can say that there will be a parsha of shliach, so it will be possible. Therefore, the Machne Ephraim wants to learn that this is pshat in the Gemara. Aye, the Gemara is not talking about a goy making another goy shliach. The Gemara is talking about a Yisrael making a goy shliach. So for that, the Machne Ephraim says that these Klal Yisrael, when they're over the Egel, they lost their status of a Yisrael. Their status became that of a Yisrael Mummer. And the halacha of a Yisrael Mummer is so Yisrael that is over the Avodah Zarah. And regarding certain halachas, he's not considered a ben bris. He has a different status. He has a status like a goy. If his status is like a goy, so then says the Machne Ephraim, in regarding the shlichus, regarding the rules of shlichus, so he and the shliach and in the goy will be considered the same, and therefore he will be able to make the goy a shliach. So that will answer the problem of how over here it's possible for a Yisrael to make a goy shliach to do something for him, even though usually the halacha is ain shlichus the goy. Regarding the second question, we asked that there's a problem of ein shliach ledvar aveira. And in fact, this question of ein shliach ledvar aveira is asked on this Gemara by the Noi de Yehuda in Madura Tinyano, Yeredeya Simin Kuf Memches. And this question was also asked by Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Chuvis in Madura Tinyano, Simin Kuf Lamed Dalet. So to that, the Machne Ephraim says that he's not bothered by this question. Machne Ephraim says that it says in the Medrash that this rule of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira does not apply to Goyim. I mean, once we assume, like the Machne Ephraim does, that Goyim are included in the rules in the Parsha of Shlichus. The Parsha of Shlichus applies equally to a Yid and a Goy. Just the halacha is that the Yisrael cannot make a Goy Shliach because he's not similar to the Goy, but a Goy can make another Goy Shliach. Then we can say that this rule of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira only applies to Yisrael and does not apply to a goy. The truth is that regarding the halach of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, it's not simple at all, because the Noi de Yehuda brings a machloikis that he had of this mechutin, a very basic machloikis achroinim. When we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, generally speaking, when the Gemara talks about Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, the Gemara's discussion is that if one person makes somebody else a shliach to do an aveira for him, who gets the aveira? Who is considered to have performed the aveira? So the Gemara says, since the rule is Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, the shliach performing an aveira will not count against the mishaleach. It's not considered as if the mishaleach performed the aveira, it's considered as if the shliach performed the aveira. However, the Gemara does not directly discuss what would be the halacha that if somebody did make somebody else a shliach to do an avera, so granted that the avera is not counted towards the sender, it's not counted towards the mishaleach, the avera is counted towards the shliach. However, the shlichus, it's not clear if the actual shlichus is batel and he's not considered a shliach at all, or do we say that although the avera is counted towards the shliach and not towards the mishaleach, however, the action that the shliach is performing is still considered an action that is performed on behalf of the mishaleach. Therefore, the Noid Yehuda's Mechutin actually says that although the halacha is ein shliach dvar avera, but if somebody would to make a shliach to be mikadosh isha, to give a kiddushin to a woman in a situation where it will be considered an avera, although the shliach goes ahead and performs the kiddushin, he was over an avera, still the kiddushin is considered a good kiddushin. This woman is considered married. Noid Yehuda himself disagrees. Noid Yehuda says that once we say ein shliach dvar avera, this is not considered a shlichus anymore. He's not at all a shliach. The rule of ein shliach dvar avera says that there is no shlichus and you don't have the power to create a shlichus. Therefore, even if the shliach will do something, it is impossible for that action to be counted towards the mishalech. So we're coming back to our sugya, when these achroinim ask on their gemara that we have a rule in shliach dvar avera, the question is only a valid question if we say that the action that is performed is not considered an action that's performed by the mishaleach at all. If we say that the gemara, the pshat in the gemara is that the goyim who bow down to the asherah, it's considered an action of avodah zarah that will make the avodah zarah become aser bahana. So if we say in shliach dvar avera, so then the guy is doing it for himself. He's not doing it on behalf of the Yisrael. If he's not doing it on behalf of the Yisrael, then he can't become also bano, because ain't adam oyser dover shein shaloi. However, that's only true if I hold like the Noi de Yehuda. If I hold like the poskim that disagree with the Noi de Yehuda, even though ain't shliach dvar avera, that just means that the mishaleach won't get an avera, but the action is considered a valid action. So therefore, the avodah zarah will become also bano, even though the rule is ain't shliach dvar avera. The truth is that many poskim, we mentioned the Noi de Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva Eger, and it's also mentioned in a Birki Yosef and Evan Ezer, Simen Hei, Ois Yudzayin, say that the Gemara over here is not supposed to be understood Kipshuta. We don't understand the Gemara the way the actual reading of the words of the Gemara. When you read the words of the Gemara assumes, we would say that the Goyim are a Shluchim of Klal Yisrael, and therefore, that's why the asher will become aser bahana. However, these poskim say that when it comes to the halach of ein adam oyser davar sheni shaloi, the reason that a person cannot make someone else's object aser is because the other person doesn't agree. Doesn't agree that you should do this action to make it aser bahana. Therefore, the Gemara says, in a case where the Klal Yisrael was already over the eagle, so then we see that they don't have anything against doing avodah zarah. So therefore, they agree it's okay by them that the asher should become aser bahana. So the Gemara is not necessarily saying that there's a real shlichus going on over here. The goyim are not really a shliach of Klal Yisrael. All the Gemara means to say is that regarding the rule of ein adam oyser davar sheni shaloi, that the halacha is you cannot make someone else's thing aser unless he agrees and it's okay by him that it should become aser bahana. So in this case, since Klal Yisrael was already over the egel, so then they have nothing against somebody else being over the avodah zarah and making their things aser. So according to this mahalach, there's no question. And we mentioned before that ein shliach dvar avera, or it's not possible for Yisrael to make a goy shliach, because really, when the Gemara says the word shlichus over here, the Gemara is lav dafka.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.beishavad.org.
office@bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.